Hello, listeners. It's Jose, a.k.a. The Region Nerd, and we're recording in the lovely studios of Lakeshore Public Media to bring you the latest discussion on everything pop culture, from Comic-Cons to drag shows, horror movies to hip-hop, and everything in between. Take a break from politics and hang out with us right here on Region Nerd Alert.
The new trailer for the final installment of Disney's Star Wars trilogy is here, and that makes us here at Region Nerd Alert break out the old Jedi techs and compare the new trilogy to the previous two, where the new one shines and where it falls to the dark side in terms of cinematic blunders. This is Region Nerd Alert.
How's everybody doing today?
So good.
Good.
So good.
Yeah, we're good, yeah.
There's a lot of people here today.
Yeah, there is.
In unison. Woo!
No.
Real packed in.
Sardines, though.
So I'm going to do what we usually do and go around the horn a little bit. Well, I am Jose Rodriguez, a.k.a. Joey Rodriguez, a.k.a. Region Nerd. How are you? But and to my left, immediate left, is Lexi.
Hi, yes. I'm Alexia Dukes, better known as Lexi. Because if you say Alexia, then I feel like I'm in serious trouble. But, I mean, I don't know, Jose. What do you want to know about me?
what do you do? What's your occupation?
So I just completed my student teaching at Morton High School. I'm going to be a professor come the fall overseas, professor of English. So that is my profession. So I'm extremely nerdy. I read a lot of books, obviously.
Awesome, awesome. You'll fit in right here at the Region Nerd place. Do you have an Instagram or anything to promote?
I do. You all can follow me at lovealwayslex95, no caps, no underscores.
Now, is it love, L-O-V-E, or L-U-V?
L-O-V-E. Remember English professor?
Oh, yeah. No weird spellings there. And to her left is?
It me, Fat Low End.
At Fat Low. That should just be your name for, like, the rest of the podcast. Is Fat Low.
Call me Fat Low if you want.
Fat Low.
Fat Low. Not Diplo. Fat Low. But Mr. Skyler is right there.
Yeah,
and cool. For this podcast, which you've heard, is all about Disney. No. All about Star Wars. Specifically Disney Star Wars. And Mr. Skyler over there is knowledgeable in the Star Wars era?
Quite knowledgeable.
I thought you said white.
I guess the radio, you could be anything. You could be anything you want to be. It's radio. But yeah, he's going to be the person who is going to know a lot about this subject. And you have a Twitter to promote, which we all probably know.
Oh, yeah. At Fat Low End. And @_Olatho, Instagram, Olatho, SoundCloud, whatever.
All right, there we go. That's it. And to his left is...
It's your boy, Thick Boy.
Is Thick Boy. Is that 4 C's and 4 B's?
It is, whatever how you want to spell it. It is 3 C's, 3 I's on Instagram and Twitter.
3 C's, 3 I's, Instagram, Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And your name is Mike.
Mike.
Mike, Michael, Mike.
Theoretically, Mike.
Theoretically, Mike.
You're going to say Theodore.
Theodore.
It's Theodore Michael.
Yeah, Three-Door Michael.
Wait, was that Rascal Theobor or something like that? Thegbor?
Rascal Thegbor.
Thegbor.
Oh, Thegbor. I forgot about that.
And, yeah, you like Star Wars, don't you, Mike?
I do. I'm not as big a fan as Skyler is, but...
No one is.
Yeah, no one is.
According to his mother, no one is.
Skyler's a professor in the Star Wars.
I enjoy a good Starred War.
Starred War.
Actually, same. I do, too.
Also, the reason why I shout out Miss Rothkib, that's not his last name. I don't want to shout out your last name like that.
Last name dropped. Episode 3. Here we go.
No, the full name of Skyler now. But
start dropping license.
Fat Low's mom. Yeah.
Mrs. Low.
But, Mrs. Low.
But yeah, so that is Mike. That is his thing. Thick Boy, 4 C's, 17.
Q's.
And to his left is the lovely Miss...
Heather.
And I don't know if you want to name drop your last name, but...
No, I'm not going to name drop.
Maybe episode 17 you were.
Yeah, 17 is a good number, actually. Maybe 17.
All right. And then do you have anything proposed?
I just have my Twitter, just like usual, at Deli Hams.
At Deli Hams. D-E-L-I Hams.
Yes.
H-A-M-S.
Like, it's a joke.
Just one S.
Yes, just one S.
Just one S. Okay. And then.
Got it.
You got it? It's a Deli Hams.
I see what you did there.
Yep.
Okay. Wait, was there a pun in there that
it's
I missed?
It's a pun. It's 100% a pun.
Wait, how?
What's Deli Hams?
Deli hams.
That when you go to the deli, what do you get?
Yeah, it's deli hams.
Well, I understand that, but what is it? What's the other thing?
That's the pun.
That's the
joke.
That's
the, oh my god!
I thought it was deeper.
I thought there was another level.
I also
to
do
that.
Ghirardelli or deli bean, but I mean, it depends on
you
what.
You said Ghirardelli?
Yeah, Ghirardelli.
Yeah.
Oh, gear as in
so like Giordano's?
No, like the chocolate Ghirardelli.
It's layers upon layers. It's Inception with
it's
names.
It's a very long deli pun thread that I have to keep going for the rest of my life.
I like how I made everybody else think that they were the slow ones on that one. Really, I was the slow one.
Well, it was your first time here.
I was like, wait, deli? And then also in the studio, probably won't talk too much unless he wants to. No pressure is Mr. Paul Polgarzelski.
Right on. I thought you weren't going to introduce me.
I got to say your full name. I'm sorry. But, yeah, if you want to throw in your two cents as well, Paul, you more than welcome to. But, yeah, do you want to say anything, Paul?
I'll probably crowd Deli Ham space for a little bit.
This is my space.
My space.
Oh, it's another pun. You're on it tonight, girl.
Yeah,
tonight. Really Star like Wars puns.
It probably wasn't supposed to be a pun. I just nobody needs to know.
Oh my god!
All right, so welcome everybody. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing just
good.
Fine.
Awesome, awesome. So let's just jump right into this. Let's talk about the new trailer. Do you guys have any initial thoughts you want to give out? Let's start with Lexi since she literally just seen the trailer. So what do you think? Are you got any hype? You liking it?
So like, I will say I like that they kept the trailer vague. I hate a trailer that is giving away most of the movie to me, especially because I'm one of those people that I'm that annoying person where you go to the movie theater and I'm like, I already know what's going to happen and I'll spit the whole plot like 30 minutes before
the whole
30 minutes before the plot starts. But I really don't know where they're going with this. I'm interested. So, you know, I've made a lot of literature jokes, but one more. you know, just being somebody that studies that area, something that we always teach people is you always want to look at the title of something for clues.
Mm.
So one thing I noticed was The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, that's actually a talking point I had later, but since you brought it up, let's bring it up now.
Can we?
What do you think? What do you think about that? Okay. Oh, Skylar's shaking his head
over
there.
Skylar's not happy.
There's so many things that I can tell he wants to say. Well, don't worry, you'll get your chance, Skylar.
We had our first couples argument the other night about whether or not... No.
Episode 3, the couples have been drowned. Skylar Rothko dating Lexi Dukes. No, I'm just well, continue.
But I was saying that I really think that Rey, I think she's Luke's daughter. And Skylar highly disagrees with me, but the title is just almost making it obvious to me, Rise of Skywalker. That sounds to me like that's what we're going to find out. Now, I've brought that theory up to a lot of people who seem extremely bothered by it.
Mm-hmm.
For the life of me, I don't really understand why, though. I think that would be a really cool angle.
Now, do you think that since they're giving out the name, and there's definitely been some very obvious hints of Rey being some sort of Skywalker, now do you think it's too obvious? Maybe that they're just sort of like playing around with it? Like... Skylar,
yes, we do.
No, go ahead.
I don't know. To me, I don't know. It just seems like, well, okay. I also have so much to say about this. But in my opinion, I feel like, I don't know, it's going to be a curveball. Like, either the Rise of Skywalker is either going to be that kid and the one right before that, the Last Jedi, who does that little force thing with the broom. If you haven't seen it, watch it. We're not explaining it, really. But but yeah, either that kid, I'm hoping it's not Rey, because in my opinion, I kind of think that's lazy writing to be, oh, she's been a Skywalker all along, you know.
Super lazy.
Yeah. Or I was also thinking it could be Leia, because she is technically the last living Skywalker right now that we know about.
That would be cool, and I literally just thought in my head, like, maybe, like, maybe Luke is not where we think he is. Like,
I thought he was dead.
You know, he disappears.
I'm assuming he's dead.
He
but
does
what
the
if,
Force
like,
Ghost.
What if his
like...
level of like Jedi-dom, because, like, that was the first time he turned himself back onto the Force in, like, who knows how long, like, years. So, like, what if his Jedi levels are literally, like, super crazy masterful, and this is, like, all about Luke coming back into the fight and being the, like, tyrannical badass that Luke is supposed to be?
I actually haven't thought about that. Like, his level of, like, Force, like, will give him, like, because he disappears when we all know what happens when you disappear.
Yeah.
And you're a Jedi.
Only the robe drops, you know? Like, he doesn't, like, poop out of all of his clothes.
That's true. But
think back to the first Star Wars movie.
Oh, you're right. Obi-Wan did just go down to the robe.
Yeah, he just, yeah, poof.
I'm just saying, because if it is Rey, I'm going to be mad because it's lazy. We've already had the I'm your father thing. We don't need another I'm your father in Star Wars. It'd just be lazy. It'd be another member berry, which I'm not there for anymore.
I also have that in my notes, member berries. Yeah. Does someone want to explain member berries, what that is?
Member berries is just regurgitating nostalgia, basically. Just, Darth Vader said, Luke, I'm your father. I remember that. And then something else references that.
Aren't they just doing that already in the new one coming out?
Yeah,
that's... saw the still of who's coming back?
Yeah, that's...
Because it got shown at the con.
No faith in these movies anymore.
Now that even I'm kind of cool with, because, like, Palpatine was also not a Jedi, but a Force user, a very strong Force user. And, I don't know if they're trying to say, like, he ever reached that level of, like, immortality that his master eventually reached.
Because the episodes 1, 2, and 3, I forgot which one, he does talk to Anakin about immortality, which was the thing that got Anakin onto the dark side.
I think it was episode 3 when it happened.
Because he wanted to protect Padme, right?
Yeah, because he knew about Padme's imminent death, and he, like... Anakin was already having these visions about it, which Palpatine sensed, and so he threw out the immortality card and hook, line, sinker.
So maybe Palpatine did.
I swear, if Palpatine comes back, man, I'm gonna walk out of the theater because that's ridiculous.
That's the whole line in like the trailers, like the dead.
Oh, I know.
Don't die or something.
It's stupid.
He's coming back.
It's lazy writing. It's I don't know.
Your
pal.
A light bulb.
What did you say that line was? Repeat that, please.
It's lazy writing.
No. What? Repeat the line from whatever you just said about the dead things.
That was her.
That was me.
What did you say?
I said, like, the dead truly don't stay dead or something like that. That was in the trailer. Like, they literally say, as it cuts to the title card, like, the dead don't stay dead or
whatever. That's when you hear the Palpatine.
Like, I can't remember it, like, offhand, like, word for word.
They're literally,
that's, like, what
again,
they're saying.
Yet again, erasing the last movie because Kylo Ren the entire time, let old things die. Let old things die.
Nothing really dies.
So it's like,
oh yeah,
they're
once again making another Star Wars.
Also,
movie going
in like films when they have like off screen deaths and stuff, I hate that. Like, I need to have like if it's like a big character like Solo, or I guess Palpatine. Like that was like supposed to be like the last one until the new trilogy came out. So I understand that death, but what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. Wait, what was I talking about?
Off-screen deaths.
Yeah. Han Solo, like, he was stabbed in the goo and then he falls, right? Like, we don't really get a funeral. We just see Leia looking really disappointed. Like,
dang it, he died.
I don't like off-screen deaths, but if they're done well, they're very effective. Alien, for example.
Yeah.
You almost never see somebody straight up die in Alien. It's always an off-screen death. You never actually see the xenomorph until, like, super late in the film.
Well, and that's always been a tradition with epics, right? And Star Wars is a modern American epic, right? So whenever you... I guess the point is to feel like a nerd.
Yeah,
God.
You're in a safe spot.
Don't worry. Oh, my Lord. Sorry, I'm about to graduate, guys. I just did a lot of school for a really long
Congratulations,
time.
Congratulations, by the
Thank
way. Lexi's
so
a new graduate.
Congratulations, you've done it.
Thank you.
Yay!
But it has. That's always been a tradition with epics. Whenever you read any epic, whether it's an ancient Greek epic or some of our more modern graphic novel epics that are coming out, you open up the book and it gives you all of the history of what happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You didn't see it. You didn't necessarily read it. But that's so common. That just seems like it would...
Well, what I'm talking about more so is, like, develop characters within, like, the film already. Like, Han Solo, like, you know, we've lived with him. We have his own movie. We know his entire. We've not only know it, we've seen his entire like life, and for it to be like diminished in just a stab in the goofball, not even a funeral, not even like them really mourning.
There was zero mourning.
Exactly. Like it was just so quick, and I just don't believe it. Like, I mean, it's part of the. It's part of like the crappy likeness of what I think the new trilogy is, but we'll get more to that later. But I just really wish, I don't know, they give something for Solo. And also, respect to who plays Princess Leia?
Carrie Fisher.
Yeah. All respect to Carrie Fisher. I love her. Really great Princess Leia. But just let her go. You know? Let her go. Like,
they don't have to.
Yeah, but she's like in it, like hugging CGI. Like, oh my gosh! Like, they just need to let it go. Like, I know, like they probably written her or wrote her throughout the entirety of the trilogy, but I don't know. I can only take so much CGI people.
I don't want to see another General Moff Tarkin in full CGI. Really scary looking.
The Uncanny Valley. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Especially if like they're gone too. Like, I don't know. That makes me feel personally uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
Tupac Shakur's freaking hologram, like that's cool, like for a show, but don't tour it, you know.
Yeah, it's not even cool for a show. That's a whole other conversation.
So real quick, they show that Boys in the Hood movie. I think it's what it was.
Boys in the Hood movie.
Like this is a great classic.
And also, rest in peace. The director passed away. I think yesterday or today. Oh. Yeah,
but it was the one telling the story about Eazy-E and all them, and. They were showing up like.
Talking about Straight Outta Compton.
Is it Straight Outta Compton? I think so. Yeah, but yeah, they flashed. I forgot what it was
all
called. But they flashed up Eazy-E's name, and I was like, "Oh, that's cool." Wait, he's dead. I was like, "How are they going to do this?" Anyways,
oh yeah, I think that was too like them younger, like they were played by different people.
I don't know. Either way.
I'm glad they didn't. Oh man, if they would have CGI like Eazy-E or something, the whole movie, I would have been real mad.
I think the entire like community of color would have been in an uproar, myself included.
Anyways,
yeah, definitely. But okay, yeah. So the trailer, real quick. What do you guys? So are you? I do enjoy the vagueness of it. Like I love when trailers don't give a lot. My only, like, I don't know, little hint of, what's the word, not looking at the bright side of things, it's at Christmas time, and they have plenty of time to show more trailers, and I just really hope they keep it just as vague.
No one's forcing you to watch these trailers, Jose. Like, no one's taping your eyes open, like, watch it. Watch it.
I'm going to watch a trailer.
You can just ignore it.
They're not going to let vagueness be vague. Exactly. Like, they're not going to, they're going to spoil everything.
They're obviously going to release cooler and cooler stuff. Yeah. Like,
what Endgame does, like, they are, whatever, the Avengers, they had scenes in there that never made it to the movie. It was completely fabricated.
They did that too for Infinity War too.
I kind of like that, like in this new age of like spoilers and the internet and can't go anywhere without really like giving something away and teasers and leaks. I kind of like giving you some, you know, false stuff to go off of and then, oh, it's not in the movie. It's something completely different.
Like, yeah, that is, I like that a lot, too.
That's a good evolution to counter.
The only time that's done wrong is when it's in a comedy. And they tell a joke that's like,
the trailer's like real funny, and then you go
and
there.
The movie's horrible.
I didn't even see that scene. Like, Jack Black was never naked in Jumanji. Like, so that was talking about the new trailer. The Palpatine laugh.
Yeah.
Like, that goes, you know, we were talking about the member berries a little bit. I honestly don't want to see Palpatine.
I don't either.
But as we were talking, I kind of think if there's some sort of, like, force ghosts, like they enter the fray a little bit, like, they kind of, well, they didn't hint at it specifically, but Yoda, he kind of, like, made that lightning bolt
Yoda,
hit the...
Yoda, Obi-Wan.
Right. But, or, like, I'm talking about, like, to the physical realm, I guess. Like, when Yoda made that lightning...
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, like, they can communicate with them, but I think that was, like, the first time they, like...
Physical interaction.
Right. And Yoda was, like, the best, so obviously he could do it, but who knows? Maybe we're going to see some some action.
So you think there's going to be like a Force Ghost fight and like a regular fight, and they're going to be fighting?
Like Rey, Kylo Ren's happening at the same time, like Ghost Palpatine and Ghost Luke and Ghost Yoda.
Oh, is that going to be like JoJo and their stances, and like Rey will have a Yoda stance, like with Spirit Yoda fighting?
Oh, no.
And then Kylo Ren will have a Ghost Palpatine stance, like.
I'd walk out if I saw that. Like, I'm done. I'm sorry.
I just laugh.
Right. I just really hope that the Death Star doesn't play a major role.
Again.
I really hope it doesn't.
For like
I
am the sick of Death Star movies.
Oh my god, I'm so tired. I don't like this trilogy. I don't like it. Period. It's a collection of cool shots with no substance with them. It looks cool, but that's definitely really all it's got.
Definitely like, looks so cool.
I don't know. I can't stand them.
They keep like having these really awesome like small moments and ideas within them, like the whole like jump to warp speed to
aim
destroy
it at
a
someone.
Fleet.
That's
like that was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, that blew my mind when I seen that.
So cool. Luke and space finally being silent like it's supposed to. Like,
oh yeah,
that was
that
amazing.
Was really
the introduction
cool,
of
yeah.
the fuel levels.
The fuel levels. Oh, please talk about that.
That's so funny. This is the first time this has ever been mentioned in all of Star Wars. Someone's like, holy crap, I'm almost out of fuel. We can't make it.
Like the Red Room fight, too, in the second movie, like when Rey and Kylo were fighting all the Royal Guards in
that
Red
was
Room.
So cool.
That is such a cool shot.
Awesome. Really good cinematography.
Wish there would be...
Cinematography's awesome. The fight choreography's
choreography,
atrocious, but still,
yeah.
like...
I mean, even the choreography's cool because they have long shots.
Yeah. I'd really like the choreography because... what do they call? Are they just Snoke's, like, Royal Guard or something?
They were like his.
It's like the Imperial Guard. Yeah. Like I think the red cloaked people in the original trilogy were the Emperor's guards. So like, they're...
but weren't like one of those like Imperial guards like trained to fight Jedi a little bit? Or I might
in
be
Snoke's
wrong. In
Snoke's army,
that.
I'm pretty sure that's what they were meant for because they have weapons that can fight lightsabers.
Yeah.
So
and I really liked how they like countered that. And that was such a cool scene. Like Snoke was prepared just in case. Like. There will be Jedi out there if I'm training a Sith because balance to the Force sort of thing. Yeah. So I'm going to prepare for that with my guard. I thought that was really cool.
Can you talk about Snoke?
Yeah, let's talk about Voldemort.
Of a character he is.
Voldemort man?
But he doesn't exist anymore. He's just dead. Like,
that's what I mean.
Oh my god.
That's god.
That's why. That's why I hate this trilogy. That's
all
why I hate
of, like,
it so
episode
much.
Seven, like, oh, Snoke, the supreme leader. Oh, he's huge. He's
literally
scary,
towering
he's
over everybody he talks to.
Look at how big his hologram is.
We did not need that whole movie, I feel. Like, maybe, like, the little end part. But other than that, like, they built up Snoke and killed him. Like, the first movie, they built up the Death Planet, destroyed it. Like,
all you saw Snoke do was lift Rey into the air and force some information out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's nothing really...
There's no reason
cool
we should care
about
him as a
like
villain.
Kylo Ren does that to people. Like
he stops a laser right in midair.
That's what I'm saying. You see nothing. Like
literally nothing of Snoke. If I looked up like how much like runtime he had in the movie, it's probably like not even 5 minutes.
And he's not even imposing either. Like he's not a threatening character. He's not scary. He's no Vader.
But no, he's no Vader. But could it be that what they're trying to do is build up Kylo Ren into this incredibly evil character and use Snoke as just sort of this quick accessory to his story, right? You know what I'm saying? Like somebody that plays into his story and plays into making him as evil as he will possibly become.
That'd be actually kind of cool.
Could be, yeah.
Because it took Vader his entire life to overthrow Palpatine and Kylo immediately, like, takes over his predecessor. And
I find Kylo scarier than Vader a little, like, by a long shot. Just
and he's scarier than Anakin was.
I think that he will eventually become scarier than Vader because, well, so one thing that our... Oh, he's already ticked off.
It's
our second argument on air, guys.
There's only one movie left. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you had all this time to build him into someone that's actually scary. He's not scary right now.
I will say Kylo did have a lot of potential.
He's conflicted. That's it. But he's not a straight, like, I am for pure evil. I will do evil. But he's like, in this, like... purgatory right now,
and
he doesn't know what he
wants to
do. I kind of
love that, though, because Well, I hope that they do something with it, but I kind of love, like, the struggle between Rey and Kylo because, like, Rey finds out Luke did some shady stuff, which, side note, that's not my Luke.
Not my Luke.
Not my Luke.
It's not Hamill's Luke. He's, like, ticked off about it.
Real quick, according to this website, Emperor Snoke had 7 minutes and 30 seconds of screen time through two movies. So why do we care about him as a villain?
I guess because we already sort of went over that. Like, I kind of like the idea of using him as an accessory to build Kylo because I haven't really thought about that. Like, okay, yeah, like I said, like Vader took his whole life to get over the mind control of Palpatine, basically. But Kylo's kind of like already more advanced in the sense of being woke, #woke, and killing Snoke at that young level, you know?
I don't know. I'm excited to see what, even though we do have this one movie, I'm excited to see what Kylo can become because while I will say, like, a lot of the screenwriters of our generation, while they do put in a lot of nostalgia, which can be irritating, I'm not that bothered by nostalgia personally, but that can be irritating. But one thing that the screenwriters of our generation do very well is create a villain. We have some of the darkest villains, I think, in film these days, and I think mostly because we make them so relatable. And so,
definitely, Marvel is doing that really well.
I just wish I was Killmonger, seeing those villains Thanos, in Star Wars. Like,
yes,
really, really well.
Yeah, and Killmonger, for instance. I mean, I guess they're so scary because they're so in tune with things that we go through every day and just like our own inner demons.
It kind of makes you think, wait, am I like a bad guy? Because I kind of agree with this guy or I relate to this guy on a certain level, you know?
Yeah, I frequently agreed with Killmonger. See, this is why you should have had me on the Marvel.
See, my thoughts on Kylo is he had potential, but then they threw it all away when they just made him a child throwing a tantrum. Any scene that he's in, whenever he gets mad, he's not like cool about it. He doesn't show his power. He just throws a tantrum, cutting up screens, throwing people, choking people. He's a child throwing a tantrum. Like you look at Vader, and he walked into a room, people were afraid of him.
Well, probably because he did that to them, and they learned better.
Yeah, he did that. He did that to them. But I mean, I don't know if I was
Vader was choking the crap out of people.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I mean, no.
Vader is just in the Senate. Dude, like,
no, I know that
we're making laws. You said what?
Wait, you're making what?
What was that, General?
No, I got that. Like, but Vader walked into the room and he demanded respect. Whereas, like, if I was working for Kylo, I'd just be like, he's acting like a 15-year-old. Why should I respect him?
Because he's going to choke you.
He's going to whoop your butt. Yeah,
and also, he is, like, well, he's not 15, but he is like 22. Like, he's still like...
Oh, yeah, what are the ages?
He's still super young.
He's like the opposite of what, like,
he's still throwing
Anakin
a tantrum.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Whereas
Anakin would, like, shut down and cry and, like, be whiny, Anakin is loud and boisterous and angry, like... visibly like angry.
I think we talked about this too.
Kylo.
Like,
what did I say?
Another difference between like young Anakin and young or current Kylo is that when Anakin, like, he complained and he shut down, and instead of finding like a solution himself, he looked for guidance through
elsewhere.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Like, he looked through guidance to the Jedi. He looked through when they were not giving him the right answers. And, what? I can't be a Jedi. Oh, love leads to hate. Hate leads to evil. That's where Kylo shines, I think, because he's constantly doing stuff himself. Like, you see him piloting the ships. You see him commanding the armies. You see him kill Snoke and take his army. And when the other guy's like, who assumed you're taking command? Choke.
All hail the supreme leader.
Yeah. Like, Kylo's, like, you know, taking the helms and taking business in his own hands. And I think that's the big difference between him and Anakin is, like, Anakin's looking for someone to lead actually throughout the whole thing. Because until he threw Palpatine.
He's under a wing the entire time.
Right.
Even his whole life.
And that, I think
up
that's,
until the end.
I think he was, like, conflicted. Like, he was sort of that boy the whole time, too. Because Luke, as soon as he saw him, he was like, I can turn him, you know? Which is why I don't agree with why Luke saw Kylo and was like, I can't turn him. I got to kill him as a kid now. Like, That makes no
not
sense.
My Luke.
Not my Luke.
Hashtag but, not my Luke.
But in a sense, like going back to the whole accessory thing, if they would have like made that a little more obvious, I think that'd be really cool. Yeah, Kylo's so evil, way more evil than Vader. Luke saw Vader and all the terrible war crimes he committed, and he said, I can fix him. He saw Kylo as
a child,
and he's like, there's no way. I feel like I have to do something right now. Even if it was for a split second, like, maybe they were trying to hint at how, like, truly psychotic Kylo is.
How did that come out of Leia and Han and, like, you know?
That's another thing, too, yeah.
Skywalker lineage, like, yeah. I guess so, like.
There's a bad egg in the bunch.
Well, it's because little Anakin was, again, like, easily swayed by the dark side, and they're both descendants of Anakin, like, even though, like...
Yeah, because Luke could have easily been that, too. Like, there was a lot of conflict in him a little bit, because he wanted instant
revenge. It goes
down
with, like, the lineage.
Right.
Skywalker, yeah.
But, well, Mike, do you have anything to...
No, I still don't like Kylo as a character. I don't like him.
Really cool, and I like his lightsaber a lot, the fact that it was, like, built really crudely.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that like, he's a... He's like, there are cool aspects of him, but him as a character, I just don't like him.
Let me list off real quick. I don't think I have the list written anywhere. No, I don't. But a lot of things that like really got me hyped for the Star Wars trilogy initially, seeing that awesome lightsaber. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Like, why does it like caliber out like that? And then like thinking up the explanation, like,
why does it look so jaggedy?
Yeah, like, because like the crystals take really fine craftsmanship to craft like the perfect stream of a lightsaber,
basically like using refurbished crystals,
right? Like the bare bones,
the
and
art
creating
of the lightsaber
some,
creation is like gone through time,
which is
so
why,
like,
it's so like, yeah, like I love that, and the story behind that, like the hidden meanings behind that, like I love that. And also the great cinematography, the shots.
Like, oh, yeah.
There's another like theory that like the reason that it blows out the sides like that is because it's like it's so what's the word I'm looking for,
like concentrated or something, or?
Not concentrated, but it's so unstable that it needs blow off valves, so it has like light coming out of the sides of it, basically as a blow off, like for all of the power, like.
And that's awesome. Like, I love that. And also, speaking of member berries, like they can be really good. Like, that's why I gave him a chance after the first one, because it's like, okay, you're introducing it to a new generation. Like, it's going to be appealing to the people who have watched Star Wars their entire life. Like, when I first seen the X-Wing and, like, the further future, like, those, like, blue, like, old raggedy-looking X-Wings, like, I thought that was cool. And that got me real hyped for the new Star Wars franchise. Then it turned into, like, oh, we got to kill the Death Star. I mean, Death Planet. And
Starkiller Base.
Yeah, Starkiller Base. But also, Mike, do you have anything?
No, I'm just...
Are you? Heather, do you have him?
You're just... No,
Poe's a great character.
Paul?
Poe.
Oh, Poe.
Well, Paul's a great character,
too. Oh, yeah,
too,
I really like Poe, yeah.
I really like Paul.
Oh, I love Poe.
Yeah.
That's another thing I was going to say. The characters. I absolutely love the characters in this, or at least that each one of them have a lot of potential, and I just love the way that they're growing. Like, there's a moth in here.
Mothra airstrike.
Speaking of Mothra, oh my God, I want to see the new Godzilla movie.
Looks pretty good.
Same.
Yeah, looks pretty good.
But anyways, yeah. Because the characters. I love Poe. Like, he's not like a Han Solo, like, wild canon or whatever. Like, he's, like, truly good. Han Solo was never, like, truly good until, like...
He gets swayed into the goodness.
And he wasn't necessarily bad. He was just, like, a mercenary.
Yeah.
Like, Han Solo shot first, you know? until they, you know...
Greedo didn't shoot nothing.
Yeah. And then the whole Solo movie, they made him, like, I don't know.
The Solo movie.
Even softer.
They made him so soft.
the Solo movie just makes you just want to cringe.
Like, no, the thing I love about... There's a lot of stuff I loved in the Solo movie, too. Like, we wouldn't have got Daniel Glover's awesome freaking...
Lando Calrissian? Yeah, no, he was fantastic, man.
His Lando was far better than that other dude's Han Solo was. Like,
definitely.
I bought...
Leaps and bounds.
I bought Glover as Lando. I did not buy whoever the hell that was as Solo.
I bought him as a young
Did not
Lando.
Buy that dude as Solo, but that's... Lord, was he Lando.
Like, also, because he's an incredible... incredible actor, though.
That is also
he's
true.
Fantastic.
But also with the solo, like, I understand, like, that's some pretty big shoes to fill, because you're not only, like, playing young Solo, you're playing young Harrison Ford. And young Harrison Ford, like, phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, James Dean of our generation. Like, he is really good.
Harrison Ford's really good.
He is.
We don't,
like,
know what James Dean would have become, though, so I hate that phrase, but...
Well, I'm talking about, like, the younger years, like, compared to James Dean, like, good years, like, Rebel Without a Cause, stuff like that, and, like, Harrison Ford's, like,
he was, like, the bad
Blade
boy.
Blade Runner.
Blade
like,
Runner.
Indiana Jones.
Jones. Like, that's what I'm comparing. I'm not, like
early Han
well, Harrison Ford, like, it kind of saddens me that he doesn't like science fiction movies.
Oh. Yeah.
He hates half of what he's been in.
Oh, I hate that so much. He's so good and cool in it, though, but, yeah, the characters. Finn, I think that's such an awesome idea to have someone switch. Like, it really shows, like, how much they, like, control you in the, what is it, the Empire? Is it the First Order?
Yeah, the First Order.
How much, like, they control you and, like, someone, like, snapping out of it. And I don't know, I really love, like, his, like, struggle and his growth in it. And
I just like how he got his name. Like, his name was, yeah, like, he gave him, or he gave
FN 1237 or something.
Yeah, he gave him his code name. He goes, all right, Finn. And that just kind of stuck through the entire franchise. Like,
up until
that point, he was just a number.
That's true. I like that. I
love, like, him and Poe's friendship the whole time, their interaction and everything. Like, again, like you said, like, the characters are really good.
I just
wish
like
the story was there.
Yeah.
To back up these really good characters. It's like, that's all you did. You wrote good characters. You didn't
you wrote
write
good
a good
characters,
story for
you had
them
some
to be
great
in.
Shots, but just there's something
no
missing.
No substance.
There's something missing, like, connecting them, in my opinion.
In
our humble opinion.
I mean, still, my opinion is not like they're not bad movies. They're still fun to watch in some way, but I'm not a mega fan. Like, like you can put me in front of Justice League and I'll hate every second of it. Okay? Like, that's probably to you.
Well, Justice League is objective trash.
Well, listen, okay, yeah, I'll agree with that.
Well, that's another thing, too. I enjoy these movies. Like, I'm with Heather. I enjoy the movies. Like, I would see them. I would re-see them many times throughout the years.
Yeah.
I would buy them, But just comparing them to, I guess, the expectations are too much compared to what I'm seeing so far.
And maybe that's the issue that maybe the movies coming out will never
I think that's
live
a huge
your,
issue for a lot of people. Like, me personally, I can get over my expectations and realize these are enjoyable movies. Like, I really like these movies. But at the same time,
they fall
like,
so short.
They fall short.
Yeah. But it's not impossible to have a remake that exceeds expectations, though. Like, and we've seen a few of that. Like, when It came out, everybody loved it. But that's just because it's fantastic writing. And so it could be the expectations, but I also don't feel like we like live in an era where nobody is willing to forgive the fact that you're a remake if you make it if you make the storyline coherent enough.
Mm-hmm.
I do love the characters though. Although at the same time, we did talk about how they have killed off we just talked about Snoke, and then the other one was the Finn's love interest.
Rose.
How they just killed off Rose, random. I was so here for her.
What about,
I was also here for
what
her.
About
adorable and
what about Captain Phasma?
Yeah.
She was a toy.
Oh,
she was
I
meant
loved
to be
her.
A toy.
Yeah, Captain Phasma
who?
Has died in two
Captain
movies.
Captain Phasma, Chrome
who?
Dome, literally.
Oh, Chrome Dome. I
was
like,
she was made to
Captain
be a toy.
Phasma.
Yeah,
that sounds like
she was made to be a toy. She did nothing in episode 7. She got tossed into a garbage chute. She did nothing in 8. Disney's writing this, King of the Fall Death. And
I hate
King
it.
Of the Fall Death.
I mean,
King of the Fall. So many people fall to their death. And Captain Phasma was one of them who, she served no purpose again other than to sell a toy.
Late-stage capitalism.
I think that's,
I mean, that's the whole thing.
That's like the title of this episode almost. Like, a new Star Wars new trilogy money grab / capitalism.
Oh, I think this whole trilogy has just been a giant money grab. I really don't like this trilogy.
See, I was like, I'm not going to say like I absolutely hate it, but there I do see that Disney's doing a lot of money grabs, but at the same time, like, I wonder if, like, they know they're going to make money regardless, so they're going to make some cool stuff. I think they are definitely making some cool stuff.
If that's go ahead.
Oh, no. There's definitely a lot of, again, like, really cool moments that happen in these films.
Like, a Phasma doll would be cool. Oh. I'd own it.
But who would buy it if she was just somebody who died twice? Like, that's the thing.
Who would buy it if she wasn't holographic?
Wait, did she die twice or did she just...
Star Wars, Phasma's die twice.
Two Phasma, two Furies.
She might as well. I mean, she didn't exist in both of those movies to me, so...
Oh, excuse me.
Rose isn't dead?
No, she's just unconscious,
apparently.
Oh, did Rose die?
I told you!
No one told him! No, no, no.
We were just informed Rose isn't dead.
Skylar was there. He checked the pulse.
Okay, unless there was an off-screen dragging, which I didn't notice, like, I'm pretty sure, like, you don't see Rose again. Like,
they took her to the Millennium Falcon.
That's what they did, didn't they?
She isn't dead.
So, wait a minute. This is even worse writing.
Oh,
You're telling me.
I gotta turn these levels down. Hold on.
You're telling me that Finn got all the way up to that cannon, that big can opener that was supposed to shoot that door open. She runs into him, stopping him from committing rope fuel, and then passes out, and he drags her back.
Yes.
To the base.
He survived the crash and the power of a neutron star, apparently.
Survived all of those gamma waves.
I don't know what science is.
Gets hit by another moving vehicle with his girlfriend in it. She passes out, and he has time to carry an unconscious body away from the First Order and back to the base?
I don't know.
I guess that's what
happened. I don't remember really this movie.
I don't remember it. But I don't remember her dying.
I remember her dying.
It looked like she died.
She gave him a final kiss and then went...
She gave him a final kiss and then, keeled.
I will say that she did not look very hurt.
But wait, didn't...
She didn't, and she died suddenly. She was like, that's what we do. We do things for the ones we love.
Yeah, she was like, that's what we do.
So much energy and die.
She just like... Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I saw these movies wrong. But
I mean, we also thought Finn was... dead at one point too,
but he was visibly like in, I was gonna say regurgitation chambers. He was in like the healing chambers, like we knew that they
regurgitation
were
chambers. Everybody,
we knew he was trying to be resuscitated. So.
Oh my gosh, regurgitation chambers,
Lord,
give this life some new life, regurgitate it.
Well, maybe they'll just put her name in the little scrolls at the beginning.
Oh no, that's what me and Skylar were saying.
After the events of Episode 8, Leia suffers a severe heart attack.
It's like, duh, and then they start scrolling, duh, 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 just to get this out of the way. Leia's dead. Rose is dead. That's it.
Bad time all around.
That would be the king of off-screen deaths, just putting it in the big text, not even
right at the beginning of the movie, just like as the credits are rolling. Yeah,
also,
these guys
R2 doesn't work anymore.
Oh, don't say that. My heart just hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry. He passed away.
Oh, my God.
He shut down.
Shut down.
But
they haven't really done that member Barry yet.
What?
They've shown R2 a little bit, but they haven't overhyped.
Oh yeah, because Luke said, "Hey, old friend," or something like that, or he cursed up a storm or something like that.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Hey, Sacred Island, come watch the language.
Sacred Island, watch the language. All right. Does anyone have any other thoughts about this trailer and the new series right now?
I don't know. I don't hate it as much as you guys. I mean, I'm not, like, super hyped for it. Like,
I don't
not,
hate it, too. I'm just being real
critical
of it.
I'm hyped for it as long as Rey is not a Skywalker. Because that's lazy.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think Rey should be a Skywalker.
I don't think
you know
she
would be,
was,
been
though.
There, you know what would be cooler, though?
Didn't they tell...
The only reason why I think that it would be cooler if she wasn't a Skywalker is if she, like, followed Anakin's birth. Because he didn't have a father.
The midichlorian birth?
The midichlorian birth. Like, Anakin was, literally, he didn't have a father.
Basically,
right?
Like a Mother Mary type thing.
It was like a mother. If Rey was like another version
she
of that.
She just became pregnant.
Because she's so powerful, too. Like, even like Luke's like, there's only once I've seen this raw power, whatever. You know?
That's my Mark Hamill impression. Wasn't she on that island and she fell down that hole and like she had that weird mirror thing and the parents were like, shown and basically it was alluding to like she wasn't
Luke
a Skywalker.
Luke was also mad at that too. He's like,
the dark side tempted you and you just walked right in. I can't mirror. Even do that.
Well, it's a mirror.
A lot of people said that in that mirror, what she realized is that she really isn't anybody. And some people really like the idea of that, of her just being no one and still being so powerful. Like,
that's like Anakin. Yeah, Anakin was a nobody.
Straight nobody.
Yeah. Straight slave kid, like a nobody, and he was one of the best.
I do. Okay, so Jedi. Then why is it a problem if it's a member Barry in the case of, oh, she's just like Anakin, but it's not a problem, but it's a huge issue if she's
because
his
that's
daughter?
At least a
like,
better
why?
That's at least better written.
How so?
Because it doesn't make
sense. Oh, drop the chain.
Because it doesn't make sense exactly, because it's abstract and people are like, oh, it's intangible.
But we know that she wasn't born of midichlorians because many people have said, like, your drunkard, like, drug addict parents just dropped you here.
Oh, I think Kylo only said that, like, once, right? Like, yeah. At the
well,
end.
Didn't the guy that was selling junk to her all the time or selling her food?
He says that to everyone,
he
though.
Like, he's not there to, like, tell you, like, oh, like, you look great today. Like, no, you're a piece of trash on a trash planet collecting trash for me to sell.
But I mean,
here's
like,
I assumed he told everyone.
He had been dealing with her, I think, since she was, like, a kid. Like, she's always been selling stuff to him.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to, like, believe, like, you know, the person.
I mean, yeah,
you know
I wouldn't.
I mean, like,
I wouldn't be taking advice from the slumlord either.
Yeah, the only people, actually, yeah, I think yeah. Those are the only two people who told her about her parents, but they're both not really the people to, like, hear it from. Cause,
yeah.
Like, I want a science fiction Disney princess. If Disney is going to buy this stinking franchise, then I want her to be born of royal people, somehow be related to Leia. Like,
I was
going
to say, Leia is technically a Disney princess.
A princess
now.
She also, is.
Luke would not have dumped his daughter off in the middle of nowhere.
But wait a minute. We're learning a whole lot about Luke that we didn't know before.
That'd and be super not my Luke. Like,
that would be mega not my
Luke. Abandonment.
Deadbeat Luke.
This is your not your Luke Luke, so I mean, who knows what he's doing.
But maybe he didn't know about her. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
It's possible.
He would have known.
Well, maybe Luke didn't want Rey to be part of the Force, and that's why he dropped her off.
That makes a lot of sense. If you didn't hear that, Paul said maybe Luke dropped her off at Tatooine-ish planet
Jakku
to make her not a part of the Force, which would tie in with his character now.
But also, I feel like when she came to the island, he would have mentioned
no,
it.
No, I'm
like,
sorry. There were so many moments while she was on that island that he almost had glimmers of recognition in his eyes.
Are we going to base things off of a glimmer now?
We are.
A glimmer.
Now,
called acting, Skylar.
Now this is my
it's not
my thought.
I don't think he put a glimmer into his eye for this role.
Yeah, there's no. He's ready. He's like, what? This is my Luke.
What?
How much you paying? Well, I guess I'll do it. But
oh, six figures, you said.
But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, like, oh dang it! What was I about to say? Luke, first Skywalker, second Skywalker. Oh, nope, it's gone. Oh, no, wait, it's back. was Luke really strict to the Jedi Code? Because if he were, then he would be celibate.
No.
That was another thing that I was going to say, is I don't think Luke was sleeping around.
No, because didn't like Hamill say like Luke wasn't or something like that?
Luke wasn't celibate? Then,
it's not that I don't think he like
I don't remember
was or wasn't celibate, but like at some point he eventually like started going really hardcore into it, I'm assuming. Like,
protecting,
you know, after,
the Jedi text.
After episode 6, you know, he got the Jedi text.
Yeah, I guess
I'm sure he's been training with Ghost Yoda for
Ghost Yoda.
Years. Ghost Yoda and me.
Gobi-Wan.
Gobi-Wan.
But then wouldn't that just be another cause for him to hide a child if he wasn't strict to the Jedi?
I also
I
think that
he has no one to hide it from either. He's the only Jedi. Like, I guess the ghost.
He has to hide it from his ghost.
Well, another Yoda's thing, like, too, is you can't
what have you been doing?
You can't use the defense of, like, oh, well, because he failed Kylo Ren, like, he didn't want to. They're the same age. Like,
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
We just looked them up.
Whoa, there's
online. Raise 11 years.
Paul, you got to really move your face into that microphone.
Yeah. Kylo is supposed to be 30. When do they mention this?
You can move
it
a little bit.
Is this on Wikipedia?
It's on Wikipedia. Kylo is supposed to be 30 and Rey is 11
they
years
don't
younger
say
than
actually
that.
Changed that page before we started.
If Kylo Ren is 30, there's no reason he should be throwing childish tantrums.
Mostly he's 30.
Oh my God. I hate this series even more.
A 30-year-old man.
Wait, that's true.
Wait, how old is Ray?
I was about to say, me and him are almost 30.
Wait, how old is Ray?
Ray's 19. Supposedly 19.
Mm. Oh, so.
So she's around like 19, 20, I'm going to guess. And then.
Well, that makes me so angry.
And Kylo's 30?
Kylo's 29 to 30. So, like, there's a good. Oh, my God. There's at least a good 10 to 11 year difference.
That makes me so mad because now if.
You should be whooping her then.
If he was indeed 11 years old.
Supposedly.
When the training happened and he saw Vader in him and went all crazy. Oh, my God. If they pull this out, it better be in the early text of the film and not said. And not set up for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. They better get it out in the scroll. Rey is a Skywalker.
Rey takes a DNA test, and she is indeed a Skywalker.
If they try to
there's midichlorian in that blood.
If they try to make it all sincere and a tearjerker, like, you are a Skywalker.
I'm going
to
be like, my daughter.
I'll be sitting right there next to you crying and buying every moment of it.
I won't because I'll be leaving the theater.
Wait, so does that mean if when Kylo was getting his training and stuff and then Luke failed him.
That's what I'm saying.
He would have gone off and off the deep end and had a illegitimate child? And then that kind of makes sense.
I'm having sex.
Yeah. You know what? I'm done being a Jedi.
Did not know that that was a thing.
Yeah. That's why Anakin and Padme's was so like taboo.
You're not meant to love. Jedis aren't supposed to be emotional.
That's
screwed
up. I can't curse on Eric. I guess
the age thing is from a book called The Force Awakens, The Visual Dictionary. And Rey was born 11 years after Endor, making her 19 years old. And Ben or Kylo Ren was born 0 to 1 years after Endor, making him 29 or 30. Whatever that Endor thing is, I don't know.
The Battle of Endor?
Episode 6, Battle of Endor?
Oh. That's I haven't watched it in a long time, right?
Okay.
Wait, then I'm so confused about Luke's age now.
wait, 11 years after Endor?
I'll reread it. So, the movie takes place 30 years after the Battle of Endor. Rey was born 11 years after Endor, making her 19 years old. However,
okay, never mind.
Ben or Kylo Ren was
confusion
born
gone.
0 to 1 years after Endor, making him either 29 or 30.
Huh. Well, Leia and Solo really got busy right after Endor.
Immediately. After that parade at the end of Endor. Like
Leia, let's go into one of these little huts.
I picked a treehouse out for it.
The battle, they needed to distress.
I mean, they were throwing a big rager on Endor.
The tension.
I wonder where those medals have been.
Oh! Man. Well... I think we're pretty good on...
end on that one, huh?
End on that one, yeah. Is there any final thoughts you guys have about anything? I think I said that before, didn't I? And we continue talking.
Did.
Okay,
yeah, we just continue talking. I don't like this trilogy. I'm gonna keep stating that.
Hashtag Mike does not like the new trilogy.
I don't like the new trilogy. It infuriates me. It really does. And like I said, if Palpatine is in this next movie... I'm going to walk out of the theater.
I can't wait to watch Mike walk out of the theater.
He's gonna yeah, I'm going to watch you step.
I'm going to come
fine.
With him and be like, okay, I'll my binoculars to watch and go.
I'll be waiting in the car.
Will you get me a slushie before you leave the
I
theater?
Will.
Okay.
Thank you. Will you get a small Coke and a large popcorn?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Small Coke,
no.
Large popcorn.
For me, it's a large popcorn and a small drink.
Don't you know Mike at all, Paul?
Make sure you just get him something with just ice.
Oh, we can't hear you at all, Paul. I just realized that.
You need to get Mike something with just ice, though.
Mm-hmm. That's,
oh, God, no. Yeah, you know him well. You guys, any final thoughts you have?
You probably heard
any
us
notes,
battle
yeah?
it out.
The couple survived the Star Wars debate.
I'm so deep into this universe that I can't stop watching, and Disney knows that.
I'm not going to give them $1,000 just to give them...
No.
Not give them my last 20.
That's what I'm saying. I've given Star Wars so many years of my life, I'm going to see it through to the end. But I'm just really hoping that there's not super lazy writing. Like, if Rey is a Skywalker, I'm not going to walk out. I'm going to be extremely mad. I'm going to be visibly angry.
You're going to hear many people in the audience go, boo.
I'm going to be one of them. But I'm hopeful. Again, like, they have many cool things in the recent trilogy, and I can't wait to see what kind of really awesome ideas that they do have, even however small and quick they are.
I am excited to see these cool shots.
Yeah. Good cinematography. I hope to see more of Poe.
in action.
Oh, speaking of good shots, can we just talk about real quick my favorite part of the new trilogy so far? The whole warp speed thing was cool, but when they did that, like, around Finn as Poe was up there, like, just peace in these TIE fighters, mm-hmm. like, that gave me goosebumps. And super goosebumps. I was like, that is an awesome freaking pilot. And even Finn's shot. Like, now that's a pilot. Like,
yes. Didn't even know it was Poe, I don't think. You know, like, no. He was just, like, looking up there, like, looking at the dude destroy him. It's giving me goosebumps
about it. But, but yeah, thank you for listening, everyone on the air. We're in the lovely studios of Lakeshore Public Media, 89.1 WLPR FM Lowell, and streaming. Well, this show's probably not going to be streaming yet. Depends on what my boss says. But anyways, this has been Region Nerd Alert. If you want more, go to soundcloud.com/Joey Nerd Alert. I'm pretty sure I changed it to that, yeah. And Joey Nerd Alert /SoundCloud. Whatever you want to do with that. I'll do the outro also in post. But thank you all for joining me, and have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.